it's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, this is Jay Stu, and we're going to revive one of our old topics that we haven't done in a while, the Geek Survey. And joining me for the first time on the podcast is my good friend Kelsey. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
And you're a little nervous. You don't have to be nervous.
I'm totally nervous.
Before we get to the survey, the reason why I wanted to ask you on the show, I guess I didn't realize you were a geek.
I am. I'm not even a closet geek, so I don't really know how you didn't realize it. But I'm a baby geek.
Yeah, but then we had a conversation last week where you were talking about Doctor Who.
True, but admittedly he's a recent love. I'm a baby geek. I have lots of little interests in everything, and I pick it all up and put it all together, and it mashes into...
I was going to ask you, how did you get into Doctor Who, and who was the first Doctor you saw, actually?
Weirdly enough, I started with Smith.
Okay.
I started with Eleven. That was the first episode I saw. I actually watched them all out of order, which made for a very interesting view on things. When I finally got around to, River dying way back at, the beginning, I bawled my eyes out because I already knew all about her. It's weird to kind of watch them out of order. And then I went back recently and watched them all in order again.
Okay.
To prepare for Mr. Eyebrow Man.
Yeah.
Peter Capaldi. And it was interesting to, again, then watch it in the order that everybody else saw it.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm a recent Whovian.
Yeah, me too. I did it way backwards, too. I came on with Tennant's last 5 episodes.
Which were moving as anything.
Then I watched the Smith run, and then I went backwards.
I like Smith, admittedly. I know a lot of people don't.
He's all right. I like them.
Everybody I talk to, Tennant's their favorite. Tennant is always their favorite. And I'm like, but there's just something different. There was a layer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, especially knowing that, Matt Smith was the youngest guy to play it.
Yeah.
It really kind of speaks a bit to his acting, that he was able to bring that. He was an old man in a young man's body, and he was trying to play a young man.
Yeah.
And he brought that aspect in, and it was, I don't know, it just was perfect for me. I mean, I'm an Amy and Rory kind of person.
They were my favorite companions, actually.
I mean, although Clara's growing on me.
Yeah, she's had some really good moments this season.
This season, she's finally come out, I think. Capaldi, the morality and her being his moral compass, actually, one, gives her such a function to the actual show, and him just randomly forgetting her. He leaves her behind everywhere.
Yeah, I'm liking Capaldi. I kind of like they've made him a little bit meaner.
Yeah, it's like he's broken. He doesn't remember. And I almost kind of wonder if the whole events of the Christmas where he got old actually really affected him. Because, I mean, for once, he's actually aged.
Yeah.
You know, when she saw him at the end, he was what? 300 years older than he had been before.
Yeah.
He got old. And that was such an interesting little angle to play. I kind of wonder if, to a degree, he's become the old man on the front lawn throwing things at the kids.
He could be,
You know? And he's forgotten that moral compass, and he just doesn't give a shit anymore, which is awesome. I like that she's his moral compass, and he keeps her around for that.
Yeah.
And I like that all the companions, their lives centered on him. Hers doesn't.
Yeah.
And I like that that's part of the show. Her actual trying to balance him versus her real life. It's a neat aspect, you know. Talking with the in the most recent one, where, you know, or no, the mummy, where she...
Yeah.
Oh, so you broke up with him. Well, no, they're not dating. And he's very clear on that. In any interviews he's done, he's clear. They are not dating. It is one, totally different thing. But he still plays it with a little bit of wistfulness, and you can kind of see that will they, won't they aspect that they pulled in Nat Smith. But no, I love Capaldi. He's just the right degree of crazy thrown in there. And you get to actually examine some darker aspects of him. Him wondering if he's actually a good man, deep down.
Yeah.
or if he's just doing this for himself. It brings in a neat moral aspect to it, and it's a neat new angle to explore. And I mean, everybody loved the Rose and Tennant story.
Yeah.
But I hated her. She was so whiny. She was so whiny. And just the puppy dog eyes and teenage romance aspect of it drove me insane.
Yeah.
And I like that we don't have that here, because it was so close to going that direction. And they were hitting it note perfect to actually go that way. And it's kind of nice to finally have a doctor and a companion who are not potentially going to kiss at any point in time.
Yeah.
Because you had that will they, won't they. You know, they kept playing it up with the Amy and Rory and the doctor and how he was like the third wheel in the marriage thing, and unsure if he was talking to Rory or the doctor. It's out at this point in time, and I love that. Like, they've given her a function still. She tags along for the rides.
Yeah.
She loves the adventure, but she's got her own thing, and she's happy with it. And I like that. But she's not going to be on for much longer.
No, I heard she's out at Christmas time.
Yeah, so I kind of wonder what they're going to do next with them.
Like, now, here's the thing, though. I don't know if Capaldi is signed for a second season yet, either.
I don't know.
But
now I feel like researching.
he's such an old-time fan of that show. I think he'd probably do at least another season.
Well, I mean, he's already... I love how they repeat them, and you can see them in the old episodes. You know, he was already in Pompeii with Karen Gillan.
Yeah.
You know, like, they keep showing back up, and they reuse the same actors and the same actresses. Oh, that was my cousin who died in the Battle of Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
Sure it was. I'll believe that one.
Oh, man. But, and there's only a couple more to go, I guess, too.
Well, yeah, because we're on, what, a 9? Flatliners was 9?
I think so, yeah.
Which was also another awesome one. I loved how they pulled what would ideally be really cheesy graphics in an old movie and made it the point of the story. It's a neat, probably money-saving technique, but still
probably,
neat.
Yeah.
You know, they brought an interesting concept of a two-dimensional world trying to cross into ours. You know, and it gave him something more to investigate. And it also made the whole episode very Clara-centric. You know, which gives more reason to him dropping her eventually, because she's become the doctor.
Yes,
you
love that.
Like, you could see that little bit of it's the end for them. You know, it's not going to be the random surprise of Amy and Rory get sent back in time and magically can't walk to Michigan and get picked up there. You know, but you have. I kind of wonder how they're going to do it. Because every other, short of Martha, she walked away.
Yeah.
Every other companion had something really horrible happen. You know? Rose gets stranded in another universe.
Yeah.
Donna has to go back to being half of herself. You know? And loses all the growth she had with the doctor. And, yeah, well, Amy wasn't terrible.
Oh, you're going to make me tear up thinking about Amy.
Well, that's not terrible. That was the thing. Everybody always says, what's your worst Doctor Who villain? What's the one that you're scared of?
A lot of people say the Weeping Angels. I would say the Silence, actually.
Me too. Every time, I'm like, those guys are the scary ones.
Yeah.
Every time I mention them, people go, I forgot the Silence. And I'm like, that's why they're scary.
Yeah.
I almost wish I was still at the age where my friends got drunk, because I would totally just cover them in hash marks. But alas, nobody drinks that much.
And that episode, The Silence, that was one of Matt Smith's like best moments on that show, how he dealt with them and the moon landing. And
yep. And it was just awesome. The Silence was... They were perfect villains. Like, just perfect villains. You got to have that weird little universe where Winston Churchill is still alive and they fly on Tyrannosauruses.
Yeah. Like, oh, man.
It was an awesome little world. You know, but, yeah, no, silence, way better. Yeah. I never really understood why the Weeping Angels were scary.
They're creepy as hell, but
creepy.
Not as scary as the silence, in my opinion.
They send you back in time.
Yeah.
You know, but trying to figure out who Missy is, I kind of don't know what they're going to do with that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We probably won't see till the final episode, I bet.
Maybe, but it almost feels like they haven't had enough time to build her up.
Yeah.
Like, she just kind of shows up, and she looks like the same... I think Moffat has a thing for a specific looking female to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
Because she looks like Madame Eyepatch. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
But she looks like her. Like, she could be even her cousin kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she also looks like, in the time heist, the bank teller. They all have the same look.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know who she is. Because there's not any hints, and they haven't given enough. And she's almost negligible so far.
Yeah.
But you know she's got to be something big.
Yeah, I want to find out what this heaven is they keep referring to.
Yeah, this better place.
Yeah.
You know, because it can't just be tea time with her.
No.
It's got to be something. They're building to something because they're all, and it's all his enemies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And she calls herself his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that's just weird. I accepted the whole river thing.
Yeah.
This is just weird. I don't know where they're going with it. And honestly, to a degree, I like it better when she's not there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mind the tack on at the end of Flatliners. I could handle that.
Yeah.
But, like, the one of the better episodes to this moment was Listen. That was awesome. But I was slightly disappointed at the end. Because there was something behind them. Like, what is that thing?
Yeah.
They just abandoned it. But it was something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that should come back up somehow. You know?
Yeah.
That was an awesome episode. That was like Don't Blink. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was an awesome episode. I don't know. I'm excited to see where they're going to go with it, but...
Yeah, definitely.
I'm wondering if maybe that comes back, and I'm kind of crossing my fingers it does.
She really is doing that right now, and you can't see it.
Well, you gotta actually do it. It doesn't count otherwise,
yeah.
But no, I'm crossing my fingers that comes back,
yeah.
Because that was just awesome. That was the perfect amount of creepy... You know, the space spiders and the moon were cool, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that was just the perfect amount of creepy. Like, the thing under the bed.
Yeah.
And it can't just be Clara. Like, it literally can't just be Clara. You know?
Yeah.
Like...
I believe that was the episode where we kind of get a little bit of an origin tale on the Doctor when he was a kid, which blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a different take on Gallifrey from anything that I'd seen so far.
Yeah.
You know, because you've met his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was on the Gallifrey and High Council that came in the end of war.
Yep.
But, so you've met his mother. But they were always very, very ornate. And then that one just seemed a little bit off with the whole farm and everything.
Yeah, that was different.
You know.
So, I had no idea it was going to turn out to be the Doctor in the bed.
But I loved the speech. It was... It did fit nicely.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still something under the bed. Like,
yeah.
And I hope that that comes back. I really do. Because that was just the perfect level of creepy that I've come to expect from really, really good episodes.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Fingers crossed. I want them to come back. I would much rather that they follow that plot line than whatever this Missy and heaven thing is.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a good payoff for it, though.
Hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully. I don't know. Every now and again, they go off rails. Because, like, I've also gone ahead... I'm a bit of a geek. I've gone ahead and watched Torchwood. And I actually started with Torchwood. I didn't start with Doctor Who. I watched Torchwood first. And then we went ahead with the kids, and I watched all of the Sarah Jane Adventures.
Okay. I've been meaning to back up on both those shows.
And Sarah Jane is actually pretty good for kids. They enjoyed it a lot, so...
Okay.
It doesn't dumb things down, but it doesn't make them super-duper scary either, which is a good thing.
Oh, good.
Because my kid still won't go near a cemetery because he watched one of the Weeping Angels episodes.
Oh.
But no, Torchwood was really good. Like, Torchwood had some interesting concepts. And you gotta love Captain Jack.
Yeah.
John Barrowman is awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily see how it all fits in. It doesn't blend quite as well as it should, because there were big events in both that should have been seen or heard or mentioned if they were full crossovers. But yeah, no, I'm interested in what they're going to do with Clara. Because they've honestly kind of just painted themselves slightly into the corner of she has to get her happy ever after.
Mm-hmm.
Because they meet her great-great-grandson.
That's right.
So, on the plus side, maybe nothing terrible happens to her.
Yeah, maybe she does get a happy ever after.
Maybe she and Pink go off and ride off into the sunset and... have oodles of little babies that they give little toy soldiers to.
Nice.
And tell stories to. But I don't know. I don't guarantee it, because it almost feels like he's been forced to leave every companion except for Martha, who walked away.
Yeah.
Who's, oddly enough, one of my more favorite companions because she walked away. You know, because she was strong enough to say, nope, I'm done. You know, but... and then went on to actually have a career and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Donna went and got married.
Yeah.
They kind of left her where they picked her up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't... I just get this weird fear she's going to be stuck on some random planet.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
Let's fingers crossed on that.
Let's take a break, and when we come back after this commercial break, we'll give you the geek survey that I've written especially for you today.
Oh, scary.
We'll be right back.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, we're back. And I should mention, we're actually on location in Tim Hortons. Second time we've done this. Here with Kelsey making her first appearance. Hi again.
Hi. Nice to meet everyone.
So we've talked about Doctor Who. And now we're going to get into the geek survey. And it's real easy. It's just your opinion. I'm not going to ask anything hard, like, what was Captain Kirk's combination to his lock when he beamed down to the planet?
People know that stuff?
People know that stuff. I call myself a geek. I don't know that stuff.
But are you that flavor geek?
Probably not.
I don't think you're a Trekkie.
No, a little bit.
You can't be a little bit of a Trekkie. You're either a Trekkie or you're not.
I guess I'm not a Trekkie. I like the movies. I never got into any of the TV series.
You can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Either a Trekkie or you're not.
I'm not. I'll go there. I'll honestly say I'm not. All right. So let's start you off with an easy one. What's your favorite movie?
That's not an easy one.
No?
No.
You can say a couple if you want to.
Oh, there's too many of them. And then there's ones that they're not really like, okay, you have to love the Marvel series.
Yeah.
But they're a series. Like, they're made better by each other. I mean, and yes, one movie can be better than the other, but you can't just jump in at three.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I like all of the Marvel series, of course.
Okay.
Favorite movie. That's a terrible one.
Yeah.
I know I watch too many movies. I have my favorite old movie. I have my favorite foreign movie. next question.
Next question. Okay. Well, the one I'm more interested in. What's your least favorite movie? What's a movie that stole 2 hours of your life? One that you're not getting your money back from?
Now, you and I were talking earlier. I like terrible movies.
Yeah.
But there are terrible movies, and then there are just bad. Stole 2 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Okay, I am ashamed to admit that I actually watched Sucker Punch.
Oh, I did too.
That stole 2 hours of my life. Because that's just a movie about a girl with a really terrible imagination.
Yeah. And they fight in slow motion all the time.
Of course, because how else can you see up their skirts when they run?
I guess. Oh.
But I mean, come on. It's a girl who's stuck in a horrible situation, who dreams she's in an equally horrible situation, who dreams that she's in an equally horrible situation. No, that's like the inception of bad movies.
Yeah. That was a bad one.
But let's see. What other ones were terrible movies? Just... I know everybody rips on it, Spider-Man 3.
You know what, though? I can find good moments about that movie.
There were good moments. The Sandman wasn't actually a bad character in and of himself.
Yeah. Venom didn't need to be there.
Dancing emo Tobey Maguire didn't need to be there either.
No, that's true. I should have just left it at the Sandman.
Yeah.
Who was good in it, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is I have to watch terrible movies with my kids. Because
yeah.
My kids have to, like we were talking about Batman and Robin earlier.
Yeah.
But watching it through my kids' eyes, they think it's delightful.
Well, yeah, that's the magic of being a kid.
Basket! there's a lot of movies that just steal your life away. I mean, most of the time I'll just turn them off.
Yeah, I gotta learn to do that.
It's easy. It's like books. If you just... Nope.
Yeah.
By the time you're ready for everyone to just die in a fireball halfway through, you just close it.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to end it. You don't have to be a completionist to everything. I don't know. This one's controversial, but... still dislike Lord of the Rings.
I'm right there with you, buddy.
It is gorgeous, and I know I should love it. And the epic scale of it, I should love it.
Yeah.
But it's boring. Like, it's boring. I applaud him for putting that on the screen and for all the effort he put into it, but it needed to be, like, 3 hours shorter each. And then they walked some more. And
yeah.
More. No. I'm trying to think what other ones were terrible movies.
A recent one for me was the second Ghost Rider movie.
I have yet to watch that one because the first one was disappointing enough.
Yeah, but at least he didn't pee fire in the first one.
Oh, dear Lord, really?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That... Now I have to go watch that. Thanks.
Oh.
Thanks. I'm going to text message you when I'm watching it and tell you that you wasted 2 hours of my life.
And then you're going to not be friends with me anymore.
Cowboys versus Aliens.
Oh, I was disappointed
terrible.
In that one.
Terrible, terrible movie.
I expect more from Harrison Ford.
I don't know if I expect more from Harrison Ford because I also watched Ender's Game.
Yeah.
So my expectations are dropping.
Oh, they're low now.
That was Harrison Ford in the turkey neck.
Yeah, looking at a window the whole time. That's pretty much all he did in the Ender's Game.
Yep, and growl a lot.
Yeah.
That was a terrible movie. After Earth.
I've yet to see that one.
Oh, don't. Just don't. Just save yourself 2 hours. That
right.
was terrible.
Well, if you watch Ghost Rider 2, I'll watch that one.
Deal. I'm trying to think, because there's been a lot of them, and I always see them, because I like sci-fi. I like fantasy.
Yeah.
But it has the power to go very, very wrong very, very fast.
You are correct.
And, Will Smith and Jaden Smith and the celebration of fatherhood. Can we talk about good movies?
Yeah. I'll give you a question number three. Do you have a favorite TV series of all time?
All time?
Yeah, all time.
All time. All time is a big time.
It is.
I have a bunch of favorites currently, but I'm not sure if anyone's going to be all time.
Okay.
I like Archer a lot for its weird little nods to everything.
Okay.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been awesome.
Definitely.
Awesome. And I love how... honestly, that gets lumped in with the Marvel movies because it's twisted into everything.
All ties in together. And who doesn't love Coulson?
Exactly. Exactly. Although he was just in a movie I just watched, and he was the bad guy, and it was weird. I was like, oh, Coulson, stop it. He's now become Coulson, and he's not allowed to do anything else.
Oh, the thing with that guy, though, when he was in Iron Man 2, only thing I could think of was, oh, there's that guy from the first movie. By the time he got to Thor, it was like, that's Coulson.
Well, they made you love him. It was a good thing. What was he? He was just in something, and he was...
He was a dad in something I just watched.
No, he was like a secret agent or something. He was a bad guy in it. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to look it up now. I want to see Evil Coulson.
Yeah, it was Evil Coulson. I'm like, oh, really? But no, I have one that I'm excited about, which is Constantine.
Excited.
We were talking about that one, and that, I don't know. They look like they're doing it right, and I'm excited to see where it's going to go and how long it's going to last for and if it's going to jump the rails like Supernatural kind of did. There's only so many times you can kill off the main characters and bring them back before we stop caring about them when you kill them.
I guess so.
That number's about twice.
Nice.
It's no longer... It's just your season ender. It's no longer a shock.
Yeah.
What other ones were good? There's so many good television shows out there these days, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited about a lot of them. But the great thing with TV is that... It's great to watch when it's out. I don't always find it's great to revisit.
You're right.
You start noticing exactly how dated everything is when you rewatch Buffy the Vampire Slayer again. And
yeah.
It's like, nope. Off. I love Joss Whedon, but nope. Can't do it. Very few stand the test of time to rewatch again.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick, I'd say Firefly then, probably. Because it's one of the few that I've been able to watch more than once without getting bored. It's probably because it's so short.
Yeah.
And it's a brief little flash. It didn't have the chance to have any of those episodes that you have to go, oh, God, wait, I remember this episode now. This is terrible. Why am I watching this? But yeah.
Okay.
I answer things in really strange, long-winded ways.
That's fine. That's fine. What's the geekiest item you own?
Ooh. Geekiest item I own. A Doctor Who teapot.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a TARDIS. That's the geekiest thing I probably own.
Oh, cool.
My children steal all my geeky things.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't get to keep a lot of them, but that one they've left for me.
Oh, that's good.
That's probably the geekiest thing I own.
All right. Well, here's one that might make you think. If they were going to make a movie about your life, who would play you in the movie?
I was asked this once when I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
I wasn't able to answer it either. I have no idea.
All right.
I don't know. Who do I look like? Somebody boring.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know. Who would I like to see?
Yeah, go there.
Okay. That way I don't have to pick somebody who looks like me, because that would just be unfortunate for that poor person. Felicia Day.
Okay. Good answer.
Because I like her. She's quirky.
Good geeky answer, actually.
So, yeah, I'd like her. She's geeky and she's quirky and...
All right.
Doesn't look anything like me. That's okay.
That's all right. Who would you like to do the soundtrack for the story of your life? What band or singer or whatnot?
Why are you asking me terrible questions?
I don't know. I am mean.
You are very mean. I don't even know. I don't even know. That's like... These are like difficult essay questions that would take me weeks to answer.
Okay.
Wild Sweet Orange. Current favorite band, so...
If you could have one superpower, what would you like to have?
Probably telepathy.
Okay, that's a good one. I don't think we.
As long as I could turn it off.
Yes.
Because you've got to be careful what you wish for. If I can't turn it off, then teleportation, because that would be cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Because, yeah, not having to go outside in the winter totally would be worth it.
I could live with that. Cool.
It would be so lazy. So lazy.
But. All right. We'll do one more before we go to the next break. I think you may have answered this kind of. What's your favorite comic book, Phil? Or do you just lump in all the Marvel ones?
I lump in all the Marvel ones for the most part. Although the favorite one of all of them, as much as it's also been... I love the Avengers because I love Joss Whedon. But I really, really liked Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
That was phenomenal.
I thought that one was the most well-rounded as well as grown up. To a degree. Like, it didn't have a lot of cases where I went, really? Really? We're going to have dancing Captain America people? Or, you know, Tony Stark is just sulking? Or,
yeah.
You know. Like I said, when we were talking earlier, never really liked the Hulk on his own because he's just broody.
Yeah.
And weird. And Thor. The original Thor was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be. They pulled out a lot of that, but Dark World was just terrible. It was just terrible. I don't like Natalie Portman that much enough to make her the main character of it, and that's what it felt like. I would go recent Captain America, Avengers, and then Thor if I have to rank.
Okay.
The first Thor.
But. Cool. All right, well, we'll take another break, and we have a few more questions for you, so we'll be right back after this.
Face front, true believers. John Vollmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Vollmer.
All right, we're back here at Tim Hortons. I'm with Kelsey, and we're going to give her the rest of the survey.
No more trick questions.
Well, I can't promise that, but I'll try and give you an easy one here. And I know you said you can't pick your favorites, but what are some of the cartoons you've enjoyed?
Oh, well, that one's huge. Love all of the DC animated movies. DC animated has done the best. Like, the Marvel ones, not so well. But the DC ones, they're spot on. They can't get a live-action film to save their soul, but they can animate. And I don't know why they can't just live-action the animated one. But, I love all of those. The Flashpoint Paradox being probably one of the better ones.
That was great, yeah.
It was amazing. But other than that, and this one's going to make me unpopular, I still love the reboot of the Thundercats, and I wish that they had been able to finish it. And I know that makes me very unpopular. But I watch a lot of cartoons with my kids.
Yeah.
So. Young Justice was done amazingly well for something marketed to kids.
Yeah.
Specifically, a lot of deep thought went into that. I cried.
It was a good series.
I cried. They just, like I said, DC does it right. I don't know why they can't pull together a solid movie, but they pull together in every other way.
Yeah, definitely.
Marvel, they're just all whiny and I want to hurt them, but but no, those ones are all definitely really good.
Okay. This one might make you think, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
If you could travel back in time, where would you go?
Now, that one has so many layers to it. because like we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Do I get to bring things like my glasses so I can actually see?
Yes.
Or do I have to be like?
You can bring anything you want with you.
Okay. Honestly, if I could travel back in time, I really like the whole. I'm really big into European history. And I really like the whole court of Henry II and that whole time frame.
Okay.
I'd like to actually see it and see if it's everything that I learned about in history books or not. Of course, it would be a really crappy time to travel back in time because I'm a girl. So any time before 1920 is kind of not the best. But if it was just a visit and I had a way out, totally would go back to about the 1100s in England.
Okay. Interesting.
I actually have an answer to that question.
Nice. All right. Who are some of the actors you enjoy watching?
Daniel Radcliffe. Surprisingly. Could have been just a one note with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He's done some really interesting work since. Just recently watched Horns and The Young Doctor's Notebook. Loved both of those. Other actors I've enjoyed. I don't necessarily get married to the actor.
Okay.
Like, I will like one, but I like them for cheesy reasons. Liam Neeson does movies that just make me laugh because they're absurd.
Yeah, here's a question for you. When did Liam Neeson become such a big action star all of a sudden?
When his wife died. That's legitimately it. He threw himself into any movie role that he could get.
Okay.
And he became the next big action star for some odd reason at an older age for no particular reason whatsoever.
Never saw him ever in that type of role.
No.
He was Schindler, man.
But you know what? He's still fun to watch. It's absurd movies, and I yell at the TV when I watch them, but they're still pretty fun. Like Ryan Reynolds. He's a Canadian boy, and he's sarcastic, and he's cute.
Yeah.
And I'm a girl, so of course I like him. I feel your pain with having to watch him without sound.
Yeah.
Because that might get annoying fast.
I like him. He's all right. Don't need to see his movies 150 times in a week.
But
I can't wait to see him as Deadpool.
I hope that they do it right instead of what they did with, what was it, Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
He was so good in the first part, and then they just...
Yeah, that's my opinion. Well, have you seen the little test footage they shot of him in the costume?
No, do I want to?
You do. You're going to want a Deadpool movie real bad after you see it.
Okay, I'll give it that then. Chris Evans has actually been a surprising one.
Yeah.
Like a really surprising one. I was not looking forward to seeing him as Captain America, and he stepped up. Much better than Johnny Storm.
Yeah, for sure.
But of course they gave him a script. So.
Yeah. Good one.
Oh, that was terrible. That movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Both of them were terrible, and I own them both.
Yeah, me too.
That moment when you're a geek and you feel like, you know what, you just need to support the industry no matter how terrible a movie they make.
Yeah.
And then you realize that, no, really, you shouldn't.
Definitely. All right, there's one main question, and it's a thinker.
Oh, dear.
All right, if you were having a dinner party and could have three fictional guests over, who would you pick? From any genre.
Now I'm thinking. Ooh, this is tough, and I feel like I have to answer quickly because you're recording.
Oh, no, that's fine. Take your time. I'm a good editor.
Three fictional characters. Okay, but the problem is that some of mine are obscure.
That's all right. We love obscure on the show.
Okay. Dresden from the Dresden Files.
Okay.
By Jim Butcher, because I read a lot of books. And as much as they made a terrible, terrible television show off of it, the books are awesome.
Okay.
And I have a thing for sarcastic people. Who else would I want to have in my dinner party? So you want interesting people.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you're going to have a dinner party, you might as well have interesting people. And who else? If I only get two more places, I have to evenly round this out, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm a girl and I'm a hostess. We do this sort of stuff where you think about who's going to mesh. Who else would I want to have at a dinner party? I want a real person. They have to be fictional?
You can pick a real person, too, then, if you want.
Nathan Fillion, because actually that's on my actor list. I forgot him.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Because he's awesome. I mean, if you really want to, if it has to be fictional, it can be Nathan Fillion's Hal Jordan. There you go.
Okay. My word, our friend Ryan, who helps out with the show, is going to love your Firefly answers.
And who else would I want at a dinner party? I don't know. I can't pick a third. I like both of them.
All right.
I can't pick a third.
That's all right. Yeah, but
I got two.
Nice party with Dresden and Nathan Fillion.
Yep. Like I said, if you need, I'll pick Hal Jordan.
All right.
As long as it's the Nathan Fillion Hal Jordan.
All right, so I've done this in a while. I'm going to give you a speed round.
Okay.
It's only a few of them, so you have to pick one or the other.
Okay, that I can do.
All right, DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Okay, TARDIS or DeLorean?
TARDIS.
I can't read my own writing. Batman or Iron Man?
Ooh, tougher one. Iron Man.
Okay, Star Wars or Star Trek?
That one's harder. Trek.
Okay.
I want to say Wars.
Yeah.
Because it's more my sort of genre.
Yeah.
But Lucas has so killed that.
Yeah.
I'm dreading the new ones.
I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. Lucas hasn't written these ones.
I know.
Or directing.
True. Mm. And he's given up rights, which might make it okay, but I am holding my breath on it.
Yeah, me too.
Like, because those three reboots, prequels, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
They were so abominable. Those go on my list of movies that I wasted my time on.
All right. Nice.
All three of them, because there was not a redeeming feature of any of them.
All right.
But yeah, so no, I have to go with Trek because at the very least, even at its worst, it's been okay.
Yeah.
Even at its worst, Star Wars has not been its okay.
With Star Trek, there's more good movies than bad movies.
Yeah. You know, and I was one of those nerds. I even read a lot of the Star Wars books.
Oh, me too.
And I liked them. But... And I never read any of the Trek. But, yeah, no, even at its worst, Trek is not as bad as Wars at its worst, so
all right.
I have to go with Trek.
All right. Christopher Reeve or Brandon Routh?
Reeve.
All right.
Routh was terrible. You could have put a mannequin in there and he would have done a better job.
Yeah, true. Michael Keaton or Christian Bale?
Christian Bale, sorry.
That's all right.
You know, everybody loves Michael Keaton. But, yeah, I was the girl who watched Newsies ad nauseum, so I have to Christian Bale it.
All right. Green Lantern or Green Arrow?
That one's tougher, because which one do you mean?
Oh, okay. For the sake of argument, since they're friends, we'll say Hal Jordan.
Okay. Still, which one do you mean? Because as far as their live-action versions of themselves, Arrow, as much as Stephen Amell's being shirtless has gotten a little old on Arrow, and then I stopped watching it, it was way better than Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern. Animated, and anything where you're getting into the comics and things like that, I have to lean towards Lantern.
Okay. By the way, that's a fantastic answer. I didn't write these down. I'm going to make a couple on the sly here. Ed Norton or Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo. Ed Norton was just tortured and long.
Yeah.
And Mark Ruffalo at least brought a little bit of levity. And it wasn't so much... He was a scientist again. I mean, he felt like a scientist again. And after so long of not really being that and just being Yeah. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was better than the Hulk poodles.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Of Ang Lee, although I loved the style. Like, I wish that had caught on because that was so neat and interesting and visually interesting. And I love Eric Bana.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, I liked Eric Bana playing Eric Bana. but no. Have to go with Ruffalo.
Okay.
But that's probably, possibly just because he's in an ensemble.
Okay.
So he's not the main character.
Cool. I'll give you one more. Justice League or Avengers?
Ooh. That one's nasty. My favorite live-action sets of movies versus my favorite set of animated movies. That one's nasty. You're mean. Justice League.
All right,
they
cool.
are by far way more badass. And if only they could actually make it to live-action. I love Joss Whedon, but I have to compare them on levels that they've actually managed to make it. Justice League has never made it live action, so I have to ignore the live action Avengers and have to go animated versus animated, and Justice League wins hands down.
Well, you'll have a live action version in a couple years to compare the two.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Well, everyone's signed up for it anyhow.
Yeah, I don't necessarily. Until I see a trailer, I am not holding my breath. And honestly, at that point in time, I'm probably going to end up choosing the Avengers in that comparison.
Oh, probably. Hands down.
They have not... DC has not managed to do live action anything. And they've got a lot of catch-up work to do because Marvel managed to make a movie about a raccoon and make it popular.
Yeah.
And DC still tells us that they can't make a movie about a girl and make it popular.
They're doing Ant-Man now.
I hate him.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just don't like him. Mainly because most of my interactions with him, admittedly, is the animated one, which he was whiny and crappy, and I wanted to kick him. and that's why Avengers has to lose, you know. And at least with Justice League was almost always has their core five, and they are their core five.
Yeah.
Avengers has had so many trade-ins and swap-outs, and the Avengers is any combination of superheroes who randomly like to call themselves the Avengers.
Yeah, no, everybody's been in the Avengers.
Justice League is, at its very core, really like the six, but more so the three, the power three.
Yeah.
And that power three wins against any set that the Avengers can chuck against them. So as much as they've never been able to make a decent Superman movie that I've actually enjoyed because I don't like him, no, you gotta go with Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman over random insert some superhero here that the Avengers is going to throw against him.
Okay. Cool answer. So that's it. That's all I got for you.
Okay.
So I hope it wasn't too painful.
No, I like the end ones better. Giving me or questions is way better than asking me to pick from the entire compendium of movies I've ever watched.
Right. Next time, I'll just do an entire survey of speed round questions then.
I can answer those easy.
All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk to you again.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.